Happy fall, y'all. Super happy. Today is the first day of autumn 2022. And we will begin our festival, our harvest festival. Lots of folks like to decorate and make their yards all real pretty and then their front porches. And I know I bring out a bunch of pumpkins and my family likes to decorate also for Halloween, which we celebrate on the 31st, and everyone goes trick-or-treating, and I particularly don't like that one as much. I did when I was little, but not so much anymore, so I get more into decorating for harvest, and it is the season of love. I just wanted to encourage everyone to do something they absolutely love this week. So if you can think of something you love to do and just find some time to actually do it. If you love to garden, go out and garden. If you love to take long walks at the beach, take a drive down to the beach. If you like to hike, or love to hike, go ahead and start, just put on some shoes and get out there and do that. If you love to look at sunsets, perhaps you can make a plan to maybe have a little picnic and watch the sunset, or ride a bike. I know this is stuff I love, and being the first day of fall, autumn, this season is a very special season. It's more of a moderate season, just like spring. So even though it's typically pretty hot here in Southern California up until almost the beginning of November, the temperature starts to get a little bit cooler, but it's just so, you could already tell the season's changing. And my family is the family that gets sick when the seasons change. So we've been dealing with a little bit of sicknesses like sore throats and stuff. And we've tested. We don't have COVID, but it's just a bummer that we, you know, get this. It's just the way we are. So that's just something we're dealing with, but pretty much everyone's healthy and we're getting healthy at least, and to enjoy this new season. And being the season of love here on That's What I'm Talking About, I happen to love this season. And I did today something I absolutely love. So I'd like to share something that I love to do, and that is horseback ride. I am so happy to say that I started fall out with a horseback ride, and I went for several hours up in the mountains, the foothills here in Southern California, and the trails, they're so beautiful with oak trees and the sun coming through them, and it's just so beautiful. And that is something I truly love to do. So I am encouraging everyone that listens here on That's What I'm Talking About. And if you can encourage your friends and family to do something they love this week, pick something. I'll give you an example. On Sunday, I've been doing some things I love. And we went to the Santa Ana Zoo and saw a bunch of monkeys and different I guess they're marsupials, and it was fun. We saw lemurs, and we saw just all these different species of monkeys and anteaters, and oh, that's Molly. She's our I like how she protects us. So that's our built-in security. So anyway, I will just end it here and let you know I love fall. I hope you have an amazing fall season. And I did dig back in our archives, and I found a segment back in 2020 when we were earlier on with That's What I'm Talking About, and I just loved what it had to say, what I was talking about back then, and I just had to share it today on That's What I'm Talking About. Please forgive my dog, and have a very blessed fall season, because that's what I'm talking about. I just had to share this. Today's Talented Tuesday. Use what you have. Today's scripture, Exodus 4:11, NLT. When the Lord asks Moses, "Who makes a person's mouth? Is it not I, the Lord?" Today's word. When God told Moses to let go and tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go," Moses said, "God, I can't do that. I don't speak well. I stutter," Moses was saying. "God, I don't have what it takes. You didn't give me that gift. I'm afraid." He kept making excuses after excuses until the scripture says, God became angry with Moses. He was angry because Moses saw his gift as not enough. He's displeased when we're not using what he's given us, when we're making excuses, discounting our gifts. God said to Moses, "Who made your tongue?" He was saying, "Moses, I created the universe. I flung stars into the space. You didn't get shortchanged. You're not lacking anything. God would not ask you to do something if he hadn't already given you what you need." Quit saying, "If I was gifted or good looking as they are, I could do something great." No, take the talent you have and develop it. If you'll use what you have, God will give you more. And here's the prayer for today. Father, thank you for the gifts and the talents you put in me. Thank you that I don't have to have what I think is a big gift for you to use me in a great way. I will be faithful to develop what you've given me and trust you to give me more as I increase it. In Jesus' name, amen. Just thought that was noteworthy and worth sharing here on Talented Tuesday. Happy fall. That's what I'm talking about.
Hi, sweetheart. You look beautiful today. I love you.